Now, there is two details that I want to talk about, if that's the Raisa or not. The Torah's Chesed says that if you look in the Rambam, or you look in the Ramban al Torah, and basically most of the Mayim Mitzvahs, they don't say anything about that you have to lay this out of the Chumash or anything. You just have to remember what happened, and we do say in the Gemara and in the Sifri that you have to do it pepeh. But the Ramban says, he says, maybe you're supposed to lay this bitzibur, but he says, the nochain is that you just tell your children what the Amalek did to you, and they should remember that they should, because of what they did to us, we should wipe them out, and you just say it. And the Rambam too, he doesn't say anything about any Sefer Torah or anything like that. You just say it, and that's what he wants to paskin, the Torah's Chesed, that that's really the Iker Hadin, and therefore he says that he holds that even if ladies want to be machmer, to be yoytze zocher, but avade, ladies are only chayiv in the Iker Mitzvah deraisa, they just have to say anything in their house, take out a chumish, or anything like that, and say what happened, and that's good enough.
This time of the year?
Midaraisa, there's no difference. So even that, there's different shitas, but the most is once a year. And most machmer that you have to do is once a year.
And he says, "Dapa, tell your children," he says?
Like, the Ramban's Lashon is, very interestingly, you should tell your children. I saw in the Sefer, he says he doesn't really know what happened, the way the Ramban saw that in the words, anything about telling your children. But that's what it says in the Ramban.
But isn't the Ramban sheet also, he's one of the ones that holds that you only do once in a lifetime?
The Ramban doesn't talk about the amount of times there.
I think
maybe somewhere. I don't know where. But the Chinuch, he says, first he starts off saying, Mistama once in 2 or 3 years is good enough. And then when he says, Lamaise, when are you over? He says, if you didn't do it your whole life ever. So Vaisus, he's not clear enough to say for sure you're over with 2 or 3 years. But okay, that's that. Okay, I'm not even going into that detail so much about how many times, so that's what he says.
What's the Torah's Chesed?
The Torah's Chesed is in Chaim Simon Lamed Zayin. Who is he? That's Rav Schneir Zalman from Lublin. He was in the times like in the end of the 1800s, maybe, probably even went into the 1900s. It's a big going. So the question is, but we have the minhag that it's even a deraisa to lean out of the Sefer Torah. Where does that come from? The answer is, it comes from a Gemara. It's the first one who brings this is the Eshkol, you know, the Rishon, the Eshkol. The Gemara says, how do we know that you have to lane Megillas Esther mina ksav, mina sefer, astia zecher zecher, ksoiv zois zikaron basefer, and it says, v'hayomim ha'ela nizkorim v'nasim, ma hosam b'sefer, afkan b'sefer. So Zok v'eshkol, you see right here in the Gemara, that when you do the zikaron of Zohar, you have to do it from a sefer. And memela, so too, fine, we learned Megillas Esther. But l'fi darkeinu l'madnu, that Zohar has to be done from a sefer. That's Megillah and Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that. So that's the Eshkol's Raya, and then all the Achronim after him also are Mechavim to him. The Bach is in Simon Tafresh Pehe, right in the beginning of Simon Tafresh Pehe, and later Achronim too, they all bring this. And if you look in the Mishnah Brura, it's Merumez in very short words. He also mentions that, because the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura here is in Tafresh Pehe, Sifkot and Yodalid. V'gamrinon b'gemora d'hai zohar hainu be'amira mitoich ha'sefer davka. So he Meram is there to this Gemara. Now, here I just want to explain something about the pasuk, because somebody might have a question. Ksoiv zoi zikaron basefer is in Beshalach. It's in Beshalach. Ksoiv zoi zikaron basefer v'sim basni yeshet ki mochay emcha zeichar melik. Now, in Beshalach, the end of Beshalach.
That's for Hakadosh Baruch
Hu. Now, the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham brings from the Trumas Hadeshin. See, the Trumas Hadeshin says that you must come to Zohar. It's a deraisa, and even if you live in a village and you're never in shul on Shabbos, because you know, I had villages in our shul, but for Shabbos Zohar, you have to come to shul. And Adke, the Trumas Hadeshin says, if you're going to have a choice, either you're going to make it for Zohar and you'll miss Megillah, or the other way, go for Zohar. Because that's a deraisa, and Megillas Esther is not a deraisa. Memela, you have to go to Zohar over Megillas Esther. So the Magen Avraham says, Icha Baitza for them. I don't think you have to do that. Just come for Megillas Esther, and you'll be Yoytze Zohar, because they have Beshalach, right. By Beshalach Leni. Says the Mishnah Berurah that I ding Zach on that, because if you look in the Ramban, when he explains the mitzvah, the Ramban says you have to say that Amalek did this and this and this, and therefore we will wipe them out. And you have that in Kiseitze, because it says over there that you have to wipe them out. It says, "Bahaya b'aniach lekecha mikol ayvecha misaviv." But in Bishalach it says Hashem said he will, but he didn't say you have to. So Mimela,
the women could do
Bishalach
because they're not
Mechuyv anyway to wipe them out. For Bishalach. And my father mentioned another reason, which might also be Merumah, is if you look carefully in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah when he argues, he says, Tzarichin, Magen Avraham is Tzarichin, Sharei Kasuv Batoira, Zohar Vechulu, Asher Korcha Vechulu, Timche Vechulu, Vehakavona Shaloy Lishkoach Masha Asalanu Amalek, Unisaper Zois Levonenu Shekach Asalanu Harosha, Velochenit Stavinu Limchois Es Shemoi, Kemosha Kasav Ramban Ala Toira, Vechol Ze Loy Nizkar Beparshas Vayava Amalek. And all this is not mentioned in Beshalach. So why did he write all this? He must have in mind more than one thing. So one thing we already said, because it doesn't say v'lochenit stavinu limchus shemo. What else is missing? So my father Tainid, it's missing. If you look in the Rambam, it says you have to remember that Amalek ambushed us v'lizkoyer she'orvoy, that he was a oyrev baderech, that he ambushed us on the way. If you look in Beshach, you don't find that. It says, Vayovoy Amalek, Vayolachem Yisrael Birfidim. You cannot see that he was ambushing. But if you read in Beshach, you could, because it says, Zohar es asher asolach Amalek baderech, asher korcha baderech. That's trying to say this thing, that like you were on the way and they got you. And the Rambam holds that's part of the essay, meaning like in other words, somebody might think that that's just the geographical location, and that's not really what you're remembering. But no, you are remembering that. It's not just a geographical location. You're remembering that he got us, he ambushed us on the road. That's part of what you have to remember. So that's another thing that's kol eila. That might also be one of the things Loinizkar calls that. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that you cannot be yotze with Bishalach. So then, if that's true, how could the Mishnah Berurah himself say that Ksoiv Zois Zikaron Basefer has to do with Parsha Zohar? But that's in Bishalach, that's not Parsha Zohar. But the Pshat is what it says in the Ramban over there, that Hashem told Moshe, Ksoiv Zois, you have to write this down in the Sefer. It says the Ramban, it meant he should write it down in Kiseitze.
Again,
when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ksoiv zoyz zikaron ba'sefer,"
he meant
write down in Kiseitze Zohar. So Mimela, that's what it means. Not the word Basefer, that is what it says in Bish. It's saying write it down in that Sefer over there. That's why it all fits together. That's the Pshat. Okay, fine. So that's the Shitas Eshkol and all those. And that's why we have the Minhag to taka lane out of a Sefer Torah, and we hold this in the Raisa. How does then the Rambam and Ramban and all of these Rishonim disagree? And they all say, you do not need to lane it out of a Sefer Torah. What do they do with the Gemara? So the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara says that you could read the Gemara a different way. You can read the Gemara as just saying, like a Gzeir Shava type of thing, that here Hashem said, write down the story in the Sefer Torah. That's all. And now it says the same word, Nizkarim, in Megillas Esther. Just like when it says the word Zecher in Bishalach, Hashem said, do it in a Sefer. So too, Nizkarim of saying Megillas Esther has to be done out of a Sefer. But not that the Pasuk in Bishalach is talking about doing the mitzvah of Zohar. Not that it's saying that. So in other words, there's two ways to read the Gemara.
It's also the opposite direction. That's learning Megillah from Bishalach, not Bishalach from Megillah.
True. Which is really, the Gemara in Megillah is discussing Megillah's Esther. And the Gemara is saying, from where do we know Koral Pelo Yotza? And the Gemara is Asa Zecher Zecher. Ma'alahalan b'sefer, afkan b'sefer. So the machlokes is the Eshkol is reading the Gemara, just like this mitzvah we do out of a sefer. Also, this mitzvah we do out of a sefer. Pnei Yeshua says you could read it the other way. Just like here it says the word b'sefer, so too here the mitzvah is b'sefer. Okay, so those are the two ways to read the Gemara.
Especially the text we just gave before, if it was referring to Kiseitze. It's not telling you to do it here. It's telling you to write it. Just write it.
Just write it.
Megillas Esther has to be written also.
Yeah, well, and there, though, since the word Nizkarim is the mitzvah of saying it, so we darshan that you need to do the mitzvah from a Sefer, because we're learning out Koral Peliyatz, right, over there. But not necessarily that.
That's the mitzvah of Zohar.
Yeah. So that's the two ways to learn. Now, the Sfas Emes brings down the Ra'avan's Girsa in the Gemara is Beferish. The Hasam Kriya B'Sefer Minolan. How do we know that by Zohar you have to lean it from a Sefer? So the Sfas Emes says, according to Ravan's Girsa, it's clear in the Gemara, the Hedi in the Gemara, that the mitzvah of reading it has to be done in the Sefer. So, okay, but we don't have that Girsa, so Rambam and the Ramban also didn't necessarily have the Girsa of the Ravan, they had our Girsa. Okay, so the Kitzur, so far there is a Machlekes Rishonim, if the mitzvah of Zohar is out of a Sefer Torah or not. Now, the second halacha is about if you need a minyan. Okay? Now, it says in the Trumas Hadeshen, Shekosav ho'asheri, the Rosh, in Brachas wrote, that it's a mitzvah asay de oiraisa to have a minyan by Zohar.
Can you... If you're not required to have a minyan, you're allowed to read out of the Sefer Torah without a minyan?
Well, if you would say, right.
If we're saying b'sefer means...
You to learn out of the Sefer Torah. You're allowed to learn without a Sefer Torah. If you learn, you're
it would be like Megillah's Esther, right? If you don't have a minyan, what do? You just lean out of the Megillah with no minyan.
Like in Brachas, Koribas.
Or you're trying to Magiyad, and you're just... Yeah, so that would be the... So now, that's what it says in the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, the Rosh said, you need a minyan midaraisa. Shar HaTzion, in Hilchis, Parsha Zohar, Tafresh Pehe, he says, I have no source whatsoever for such a deraisa of a minyan. Vushteit minyan. Where do you see minyan here? And he says, and I looked up that Rosh, and it's Nishdok, Nishkin Rai. He doesn't say, he just says, I don't see any Rai in that rush. What the Trumas Hadeshen says, claims that the state in the Rosh, I looked it up, and I don't see. So I'm going to say over the Rosh, and you'll see what's going on over here. And so Memela, in the Mishnah Berurah on the top, he writes, Im neima she'asara rak midrabana. On that, it says in the Shara Tzion, I know that the Trubas Adeshin said that the minion's deraisa, but I hold it sarichin. Because there's no makar. Where does the minion come from? What's the whole shmuz? The shmuz is like this. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says...
Is there anything in the Torah that you need a minion for?
But those things are basically not the rices, really. It's like Shemayin Esrei, Kedusha, you know.
We have Kiddush Hashem.
Right, Kiddush Hashem is the rice that the person has to give up his life. Right. Well, there you have it, me the rice, mamish. That's the real Minikdash. So the rush is like this. There's a Gemara. The Gemara starts off by a minion needs 10 bar mitzvah people, yeah? The Gemara wants to know, can you have 9 free people and 1 eved to be mitzvah for a minion or not? So the
eved for
eved kenaini. Eved Ivri is a regular.
Right.
So he's not like a full Jewish, right? He's like a Isha's up, so not so. So Gemara has a shy. So Gemara says, I'll bring you a Ryan. Because Rabbi Eliezer
freed
his slave to get a minion. So the Gemara says, obviously, if an Eved is good for a minion, why would he do that? Vice dice for Rabbi Eliezer, you need a free person for me. So now the Rosh has a whole shmooze. What kind of minion did he need? So the Rosh says, L'chayri, he had a minion. He needed a minion for Shacharis. I don't know, Mincha Mayriv. So Zok the Rosh, from here we see a side gadol, that even though freeing a slave is a deraisa, it's a deraisa of Leilu Mem Tavoidu. And a minion, what's his dosta, Sonara Durabana, right? What's a minion? A minion for Kedusha, Shemon Esther, whatever it is, it's a Durabana. Shema Mina, essay Durabana, and Durabim, since it's an essay of 10 people, is Doicha deraisa. Okay? And he says, and this is a raya keneged the Bahag. Because the Bahag says that if a person has to sit Shiva Rachman Litzlan on the first day Yom Tif, he mamish Shiva the Raisa on the first day of Yom Tif, he will have to sit Shiva. Why? Wait a minute. Not the first day, second day Yom Tif. Second day Yom Tov. Why? Because the first day Shiva is a deraisa. And the second day Yom Tov is not a deraisa. So you cannot push off a deraisa with a derabbanan. So the Rosh says, no. He's going to keep Yom Tov. And it will push off the Rabbanon will push off the Shiva, the Raisa.
That's called the
because the Gemara in Ma'id Katan calls Yom Tov Esei the Rabbin. The whole Klal Yisrael is doing this mitzvah. It's called Esei the Rabbin.
If he wasn't, that would be a shter to the...
No, I guess if it's part of Esei the Rabbin, the whole Olam is doing it. Even though it's Taka only Drabon, it's a second day Shavuos or whatever, right? It's only Drabon, or let's say the last day, it's Simchas Torah, it's a Drabon today, right? But even if it's a Drabon, but it's a Rabim, it's stronger than Shiva Daraisa. Just like over here, you see that the same thing's happening. Drabon and Drabim. So the Rosh says, and this is a Rai connected the Bahag. Okay. So the Rosh, maybe the Bahag will answer that the minion that he needed was for Zohar. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer needed a minion for Zohar. And that's a deraisa. So, Mimela, that's what the Bahag could maybe get out of the Raya. But he says, Loi mistaberli, that it really was Zohar, he says. He doesn't say why. It doesn't sound like it was really Zohar. The Rosh. Yeah. Oh, so now we see, what is the Trumas Adeshin taking out of here? That the Rosh is saying that by Zohar, it's mamish a deraisa to have a minion. Because He's trying to make it into a deraisa to free the slave. So obviously the Rush is saying that's how the Truma Sadeshin read the Rush. The only thing is that there are a few difficulties to say that to learn the Rush that way. First one is, even granted that Zohar is a deraisa and all that, it's for sure a drabbanon to do Zohar on Shabbos Zohar. There's no, the Indian, I'm saying that happened, the whole thing of Shabbos Zohar happened by Haman's days. The mitzvah of Zohar is way older than Parsha Zohar. Right? There's no deraisa about.
He hadn't done it for a year.
The only thing you could say is if he hadn't done it for a year. But even then, there's a shtickle problem. Because to say that anybody really holds, it's exactly a year, midaraisa, is not shaykh. Why? We don't always have it exactly a year. From one Shabbos Zachar, it could be. I forget about Eber Yar. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's not exactly right. So it's around the year, right? There's no thing exactly, right? So what the rice is the Rush mean that it's the rice? I mean, so you'll get your meaning tomorrow or whatever. I mean, what's the grace problem exactly over here, right? That's one thing. Another thing is, if the Rush really meant that the minion is a deraisa, yeah? Now, when you have the 10th person in Eved, could an Eved be good for a minion deraisa? This whole sugya, that 9 are free people and 1's an Eved. That's a kula derabanan. There's no deraisa dika thing that you could have an Eved in your minion. So now, if the minion here was a deraisa, then the Gemara's whole raya is no raya. Because the Gemara is talking about a raya that since Rabbi Eliezer freed the 10th man, is a raya that for Kaddish, Kedusha, and so on, you're not allowed to use an Eved. Who's the raya? Lo Olam Eimelech, for Kaddish and Kedusha, we're makel to have an Eved. But by Zohar, we need 10 free people because we're talking about the rise of the dominion. Is L'chayra Raya from the Gemara that the Zohar is also the Rabban. So these are two Rayas that the Rush never meant that it was Mamish of the rise of Tzorech over here. Firstly, Midaraisa, you could wait till tomorrow. Secondly, if it would be a rise of Tzorech, then the whole Gemara doesn't fit. All the Rush meant was that since it's Ikara deraisa, since Zohar the Ikara is a deraisa, so over there we'll answer for the Bahag that by a Dover, which is Ikara deraisa, we're allowed to be Doiche. And Masha Einkein by Yom Tov Sheni, which is not called Ikara deraisa, there the Bahag said you can't Doiche. The Rosh didn't mean that every detail in the story is deraisa. He meant Ikara deraisa. And Azoy stayed already in the Torah's Chesed over there and in the Tshuvas Minchas Olazer. That don't bring a Raya from the Rosh. Don't bring a Raya from the Rosh because the Rosh never meant that the Minyan is a Deraisa. He just meant the Zohar is a Deraisa. Okay, so the Shita of the Mishnah Brura Ladina, the way the Mishnah Brura comes out, the way he holds, is that Midaraisa, all you need to do is one person goes up to the Sefer Torah and lanes out of it Zohar, and it does not need a minion. But Midrabanan, you need a minion. That's the Mishnah Brura. But as we said, the Truma Sadeshin, no, he holds that the minions are the Raisa. And the Magen Avraham seems to go that way, because he just goes with the Truma Sadeshin. He brings it the way it is. The Shaila is, where can we find any source for a minion for a laning? For laning Zohar. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, the original Tanya says, I don't find any remez bechlal for a minion for Zohar. Where do you get it from? Okay, so I had to give 3 possible answers. First, I'll say over the answer which the Binyan Tzion and the Aruch Lanier says, and the Teres Chesed says, maybe it is Al Tzadavar Shavi Kedusha, because there is a machloikas in the Rishayinim. Why do we need a minion by every time you lane? So some Rishonim say, Alts Tavisha Bikdusha. Like the Bartanura on the Mishnah and Megillah says that's why you do Kriyas HaTorah. The Bach learns like that. A few Rishonim say that the reason is Alts Tavisha Bikdusha. So if every lading is Davar Shabbi Kedusha, so maybe we're saying the Zohar is also a Davar Shabbi Kedusha.
Because it's a chiv on the tzibor? It's a lane?
Well,
so you need Davar, a tzibor.
Well, I mean, we're saying the reason why you need the tzibor. Why do we need 10? Because the rule is anything which is a Davar Shabbi Kedusha
needs 10.
So that means now we're going to need a tzibor. Now, because of this rule, a Davar Shabbi Kedusha, that's why by lading... It's a type of mitzvah which requires a tzibur. Now, the thing is like this. Still not so good. Like because, let's understand something. The Ran, he in Megillah says, laning is nishkan davar shebikdusha. It's a takana ba'amot. That's the takana. They made when Moshe Rabbeinu made laning, he said we needed tzibur. It wasn't davar shebikdusha. Why not? Why isn't it a davar shebikdusha? So the easy answer is, if you look up in the Levush, he says, "Vos is davar shebikdusha." I wrote down his words. Kol davar shebikdusha sheyekadshu oisi b'soich b'nei Yisrael v'nikdashti. Anytime you say Hashem is kadosh, that means davar shebikdusha. So nikadesh es shimcha ba'olam. Best example of, right? Or even if you say, Baruch Hashem Ham Voiroch Leilam Voed. That's like saying Hashem is, or even Yiskadal Viskadash Mei Rabo. Whenever you say Hashem is Kadosh, that's a Dabar Shabbi Kedusha. V'nikdashti. What's that? I don't really hear that so much over there. There you're not really coming to say Hashem is Kadosh, you're saying thank you for the food. Thank you, Hashem, for... Right? Only when their point is that you're trying to say Hashem is Kadosh. Okay.
So they need 10, right?
So that's Davar Shabbi Kedusha, according to him. So Meila Lein Hotnish mit them, right? Lein has nothing to do with that. So Meila, the Ram says, not Davar Shabbi Kedusha. The Shaila is, what are the other ones? How do they define the Davar Shabbi Kedusha? Why is Lein a Davar Shabbi Kedusha? What than anything? I mean, what's laning?
The bark.
Excuse me.
The bark, what
did they say? Oh, so the Meiri, he says it's the barchu in the laning that makes it a davar shabbi kedusha. That's what he says. But if we're gonna go with that, we won't be able to turn this into a deraisa of 10 because we're trying to back up the truma sadeshin, yeah, and barchu's derban. Zohar Dafnish can baruch me the raisa. We're looking for the raisa. So if we wanted the raisa, we're going to have to say the Zohar itself is a davar shabbi kedusha. It's very hard to define what's a davar shabbi kedusha. L'chayr, the best thing to say is anything which is kadosh, like divrei Torah is kadosh, is a davar shabbi kedusha. So everything in the world needs 10 people then. You can't move. As Yashir, to say Psychedism in the morning, you need 10 people. To say Shema, you're going to... So we'll have to say Rabbeinu Yoina, Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, in Brachas, says, he says, how do you say Shema without a minion? Ein lecha davar shabbi kedusha yoyser mizeh. He says, Shema Yisrael, Shema lekenu, kabos al malcha shemaim. He says, it's a big kedusha. And for Rabbeinu Yoina, Davar Shabbi Kedusha Tzarich Hasara means that if you want to be Mekadosh Hashem, if you want to do V'nikdashti, you're going to need 10. So it's not an Isser or anything. It doesn't mean V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael doesn't mean that like you're not allowed to do it if you don't have 10 people. It means, midaraisa, what it means is, if you get 10 people, you'll be v'nikdashti. So the Chazal went ahead and picked out certain dvorim kedoshim, whichever ones they picked out, and they said, this davar kadosh, we're making v'nikdashti here. This davar kadosh, we're making v'nikdashti. And they didn't pick it out. And they left Shema, and they didn't make it. They could have made a minyan for Shema. They would have made a nachal darshal b'kedusha. Bekitzer, the Zokter Beinu Yoina, there's no such thing that if you're saying davar kedusha, you have to have 10. It just means if you have a davar shel kedusha, the opportunity that you could make of an ikdashti, and the Chazal went ahead and picked out certain davar shel kedusha. So, excuse me.
A bonus.
Yeah, right. And some of their reasons why these things they want.
But those that they made, they said you can't do it less.
Right. So they said it. Right.
Yeah. Everything is a davar shel kedusha, so I should maybe should do it myself without that mitzvah.
Right, so it's true. So they went ahead and said, no, you can't do it if you don't do it. But in other words, the deraisa, it comes out according to this way, the deraisa is nothing. Whatever you want, you can make it when you want, and not make it when you don't want. And the Chachamim, they went ahead and made these things. So, oy bezoy, weiter, it doesn't work, because it comes out that you can't say midaraisa, you need a minion for Zohar. Because midrash, you need nothing for Zohar. You don't need a minion for anything. So, Mimela, that's my problem with learning that that the reason of the Truma Sedeshin was out Dover Shabikdusha Tsar Chasar. My problem is because if you're going to call Zohar Dover Shabikdusha, the only way I could imagine is if you go through Beinu Yoina. If you go through Beinu Yoina, then the whole idea of Tsar Chasar is only the Chum decided they want it, but it's not a derisa.
So
you're Mekayim of the Raisa, okay. So maybe you'll say, so we'll madcha a little, that Truma Sedeshin doesn't really mean you have to. Okay, I guess if you want to live with that, you can do it. Right? If you say, you're Mekayim of the Raisa, okay. Because like he's writing over there, like the way, the whole thing, what he's trying to write is, why the Rebbe Lezer, was he allowed to free him? Because since it's an essay, the Raisa, it's doiche leilam et tavayra. But now it turns out like he's not really mechayev. It's going to make the Torah Truma Sedeshin much weaker. Okay, so that's the problem with the first derech. The second derech of why you need a minyan is from the Keren Oira in Brachas, and also the Maram Shik was mechaven to the same reason. He said, since you see in the Ramban and in many places that the whole inyan of Zohar is that they should remember to go to war, that they should wipe them out. And the milchama is mitzvah harabim always. Memela, the zohar also has to be done barabim. That's the swear he wants to say. Okay, so and that's the mekor for a minyan. So now, well, there's
that rabim has nothing to do with
minyan. Oh, even if it comes out like this, the way I wanted to say out your kasha. Is so what's the rabbim achveis? You need a rabbim, I don't know, 10 Jews, let's say, right? So why did the Gemara bring in the inyan of if 9 b'nei chayrin and an eved make up a minyan and shtel it to Zohar? Why should it go with Hilchas minyan? If it's a Hilchas rabbim, so it should go by its own thing. Which means really you have to, I would say you have to figure out, is the eved chayev to go to war on Amalek? What's the halacha? Eved Kenayni, is he chayiv in killing out Amalek or not?
No, if it's mitzvah like an Isha, she's not mechuyiv.
Oh, so you could say, since he's like Isha, and Isha's not mechuyiv, so he's not. That would be one way. Or, you could go like the Pnei Yeshua says, that if the reason of the Isha is because of Lav B'nei Kibush Ninu, since that reason doesn't go on Eved, he does have it. The Pnei Yeshua is written by Pru Ravu. Maybe somebody remembers from Chagiga, all the way back at Daf Beis. There was Machlekes Pnei Yeshua and Turi Evin. Turi Evin said, Evin doesn't have to do Pru Ravu because Isha doesn't, so also Evin. And the Pnei Yeshua said, no, since the Makor is V'chiv Shuha, V'noshim B'lav B'nei Kibush Ninu, so but Evin does. So you could L'choyer tie that in here too. Here the Chinuch says, ladies don't do it because it happened in Melchama. So if you go like a Turi Evin, he says, I don't care what the reason is. If a lady doesn't have to do it, the Evin doesn't have to do it. So then the way to figure out if Evin could be in the minyan should have to do with that. It should have nothing to do with the Gemara. What does it do with another minyan? So that's the aura that there is on that pshat. L'chayra, it comes out shver, and that Gemara shouldn't have the same din as a regular minyan. So now I want to offer my own idea, another mekor, why we say you need a tzibur. which is based on like something that was margish in the Ramban. The Ramban brings the in Kiseitze on Zohar. It says the Sifri Yochol Belev Talmud Loimar Loisishkach. You already know Belev Haman Mikaim Zohar Bepe. Says the Ramban, the high pe any yodea my ka'omar. Efshir ka'omar that you should lane Parshas Zohar Betzibur. That's mamish the words. Maybe it means you should lane Parshas Zohar Betzibur. And he says, V'im kain, this that we learn in the Mishnah, Bishniah, that second of the four Parshias, is Zohar, is really the rice. Then he says, no, V'hanochoin, that the pshat is that you just tell your children in your own words that they should remember, and that's the pshat he likes. So why did the Ramban throw in over there that maybe the mitzvah is to say betzibur? What like got him into the writing the betzibur? He's writing the dinim now. He's just trying to figure out the. So it seems to me that what he's saying is, if you learn the first way, then he says you have to do the parsha. The second way is you say it in your own words. But the first understanding that he has is that it means you should do the parsha, which would be basically like we had from the Eshkol, that you say it has to be b'sefer, that you have to do what it says in the sefer. And the Ramban is wondering, because there's many zochars. There's Zohar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshoi. There's Pesach. Zohar Siyam Azeh Asher Tzad Mitzrayim. Zohar is a Miriam. All of those, everyone agrees, you just say it in your own words. You don't say a Pasuk for Kiddush. You can say a nice Pesukim if you want, Vaychula, before you start Kiddush. It's not even Kiddush. You just say Kiddush. You say your own words or Haggadah. You don't have to say a Pasuk. Tiyaitzi Zayin Haggadah. You have to say anything you want. Or all of them are like that. So why is here the Torah said you should lane the Sefer? So Chazal understood because they used to lane Barabim. They used to lane Betzibur. I'm not saying that most say it's not a Chiv Kriyas Torah Betzibur, but there's many Marim Koimis that they were Koire Betzibur. So the Ramban is understanding in his first way that the pshat in the reason why you have a new way to do it, that you do from a Sefer Torah, that you have to, it's not because you sit in your room and you just say what it says in the Sefer Torah. Why would the Torah write Sefer Torah? All the other ones, you just do it however you want. Pshat is because it means to read the Sefer Torah, Betzibur, that's what they used to do. So he's getting it out of that. That's why it's like connected. He's saying, could be that it means Kriyas HaParsha B'tzibur. V'hanochein, it's more mistaber to go the other way, that you just say it in your own words to your kids. Not B'tzibur.
In that land, B'tzibur would not be the rice. Because the fact that they laned elsewhere with the rice was not a rice.
Okay, but here, the Torah said you do have to lay this.
Well, because that's the way they lane everything else.
They used to be Koire, the Torah of Betzibur, so that was, but I'm not even getting to, they just did it, that was what they did. So when Hashem says, read this out of the Sefer Torah, the Kavona was that way, you're going to be doing a Betzibur.
Copy what they do with the laning of the Sefer Torah, but when the Sefer Torah itself is only the Torah meaning, said, copy what they might do later, but
No. Yeah, I mean right away. Even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, what I really mean is, you see, there's a Yerushalmi that says that when they lane Bitzibur, there's a Chiv Deraisa to say, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Asher Bachar Banu. And what the Yerushalmi says, how do we know this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havgeru Leilokeinu, and that was Barabim Hava. So, Memela, when you lane from a Sefer Torah Barabim, you have to say a brach. So, the Mishkanes Yaakov already says, you see from here, that even though there is not a Chiv to lane, but the Torah, a Kiyim. There was a Kiyim of laning Sefer Torah. So, that's what I really am trying to get at. Right. So, here, when the Torah says, go, this time I'm telling you, got to do it in the Sefer Torah. It means do that thing. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So those two things are connected. That's what it looks from to me from the Lashon of the Ramban. That if you learn that the Torah said lain from the Sefer Torah, then automatically that's understood to mean to do that mitzvah of Limut Barabbin. Okay, so those are my three mekayros for why you need a minyan. Either Achronim say v'nikdash tzeich bnei Yisrael, the shayles that's not a chiyuv. The second one is from the Karanoira because of Haschalas HaMulchama, but then Akash is it shouldn't go with Hilchos Minyan. And then a third possibility that maybe from Sefer Torah you understand that it means to be Koyer in the Tzibur. Now I want to get into the final thing. The final thing is who is the Baal Koyer? Okay? Now we know that usually the Gemara says you're allowed to have a katan to be a Baal Koyri. Right? On a regular Shabbos, you're allowed to have a katan oila l'minyan shiva. So over there, all the Rishonim asked the question, how do you have a katan? He's not a Bar Chiyuva. How does he mitzi you? So Tosfos and Ervin and Rishon answers. From here we see that by Drabbanans, it doesn't matter. Even a not Bar Chiyuva can mitzi you. That's Tosfos. The Rosh says the answer is because the mitzvah is shmia. The mitzvah is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Memela, I don't care who you are. If the mitzvah is to say Kriyas HaTorah, so he has to mitzvah Shemei Kohenah, he's a katan. But here the mitzvah is, I'll do it with my own ears. I'm a god, I'll hear the Torah, that's good enough. And the Meiri makes a little mixture. He says, it's not a mitzvah kol kach, it just has to be Shmias HaTorah. Sounds like he's like putting it together a little bit. Okay. So, but those are the three answers. Yeah? Either taka by the rabbanu, we don't care if you're not a bar chiyuva, or the whole mitzvah is shmiya, or it's not a mitzvah kol kach, it's only shmiya. Okay, so now based on that, what would you say by zohar? Can you have a kid laning zohar? I would say no way. Because according to any of the above answers, it's not going to work. If you say Tosis Teretz Kos by Rabbanim, we don't care, but Zohar is a Daraisa. If you say the reason is Shmia, but that's maybe laning is a mitzvah of Shmia, but here it says Bepeh, Zohar Bepeh. And if you say it's not a mitzvah kol kach, this is a mitzvah kol kach. So I would say you would have to have a gong.
So my son who was born on Purim, and he laid in Megillah, so the psak was that it was Divrei Nevi'im, and Divrei Nevi'im also for Divrei Taira. And I had a check for Simonim.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So that's good, because that's a Chiyuv Divrei Kabbalah. Right.
Right. So why don't we say...
Also, right. So here, if it's Daraisa, you should need a Gadol with Simonim. Right. So that is really the Maisa with the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. The Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that you need a Gadol. He doesn't go into Simonim. He just says, in other words, you need a Gadol. Even though if all year you're allowed to use...
You can't rely on
a chazaka the rub, but we're not so right. Not by the rice, exactly. So that's what he says. But the Bach says, Ichalt, you could have a little kid lane zocher too, which is really the poshid ramah. If you don't change it, the mishbur changed it. In the ramah, it says, I wrote down the ramah. The words in the ramah are the katan yochol likrois beparshas hamusafin. Oy bedalet parshias shemoisifin be'ader v'chein neag. And that's what it says in the Ramah. You can have a cotton laning for musafin and for the dad parshias. Mishabur changes it. He says, he doesn't say gimel. He says because what he means is the nowadays way that you give him the aliyah, but the other guys the balkayri. He didn't really mean the word was cotton yachalikreis. But the Mishabur he brings the prima god and says it means really lalis. It can't be likreis. But the Bach, he keeps it the way it is. He says, he's the Baal Kayri. He says, are you going to say, we can sign? He says, ich halt that every Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah is Daraisa. That's his Shita. There's a few Rishonim that hold that way. And that's a Gemara. They could have a kid laning on Shabbos. So if a kid could lean on Shabbos, he could lean for Zohar. So the Kasha is, how could it be then that a kid could lean on Shabbos?
Or any other derisor.
What?
Shmiya on Shabbos, you just need to hear.
Oh, so L'chayah, right, exactly. The answer would have to be, I have a question on the Bach. Very good Shabbos. So, Takavos and Teretz, if it's a Daraisa, how are you having a little Kidlain? He's going to have to say the Rosh. That the Rosh says, but the Daraisa is to hear, so you heard. But then the Bach's still Shver, because Zohar is Bepeh. So and Bepeh, you know, we're not becoming Amaratzi. We know the rule that you can't have a cotton to be mitzi a gadol with the deraisa. So how's this going to work? So it's muchach gomer. I mean, it's kimat befurish in the Bach. It's muchach gomer in the Bach that the Bach held that the inyan of Zohar is a deraisa minyan, like we just said the Trumas Desh and Shita. That you need a minyan midaraisa, and you don't lay it privately. And Mimela, the Bach learned that when it says bepeh, it doesn't mean that everybody needs to say it bepeh. It means that the one person has to say it bepeh and make a shmia. That's the mitzvah. It's kriyas atayra again. It really follows exactly the pshat that I was trying to say in the Ramban. That the pshat is that the minig was they did kriyas atayra. According to the Bach, it's noch besser, because he says it wasn't just a minik. It wasn't a kiyumis. It was a chiyuv gomer. Every Shabbos, God kriyas ha-Torah midoraisa. And then Hashem said, lein d'zeichet from the Sefer Torah. So it's noch a kriyas ha-Torah. Memela, his shita is that the mitzvah is shmias zocher, really. Just bepeh. It has to be, you're not allowed to just think zocher. You have to have a kriyas ha-Torah. That's the shita sabach.
So by Megillah also.
So you mean the only thing is that by Megillah there is no thing of Kriyas HaTorah, you could do it private. I'm saying there is no, it's not the same thing there. There's no, you don't have to need 10 people, right? It's not the Rosh Kedusha. You do the dinas, you can do one person. Yachidus is fine.
But even in that situation, it's still Shmiya, not Kriya.
In the situation
by Megillah.
So I'm saying by Megillah, you're going to have to say the mitzvah is Kriya because the Chiv is on Yachid. There's no Chiv of 10 people at all. Mm-hmm. So you can't say the mitzvah is just privately.
So the connection is karmen asim. I'm saying the
it comes out. It's not.
It's not exact.
It's not exact.
Right.
Yeah. It's just similar. Just the word. The word alone. Zohar bepeh bepeh.
But that's it. Right.
Right. But not really exactly the same way.
Right.
Kids, according to the Bach, Zohar is kriyas haTorah. If you read it, you'll see it's not like shtickle Torah. Just says that he says it's kriyas haTorah. Shabbos kriyas haTorah. The same thing as kriyas haTorah. That is the Bach. Okay. Now. I just want to end off with a very interesting zach. I don't have time to go into it too much, but I just want to tell you the halacha lemaisa of it. This mamash was negeh to my son when he became bar mitzvah. It says in the Mishnah Brura that the earlier svarim say that for para, which is a maybe the raisa, and zachar, don't have a kid, don't call up a kid. But the parach mate shoshan, Shahuva Rebbe Kiveger says that we don't call up a kid for all the Arba Parshas. Okay? That's all it says. Now, if you look up, I'm not going to have time to say this whole thing, but I'll just say, if you look up in the Parach Matei Shoshan, the first reason he gives is because it's not covered to the Torah to call up only a cotton for a whole Sefer Torah. Okay? It's based on the way he learned up in Gemara, which is the way the Rivash learns a Gemara. Because the Gemara says, you're allowed to have cotton oil, aluminium, shiva, but the Rishonim say, you can't have kulay ktan. So the Rivash was mechadish achidish, it doesn't mean the whole day ktanim, it means one whole Sefer Torah of ktanim is also. So the Ramah says over there, there were those who said, you can't let a kid ever get a mafter, which is in a separate Sefer Torah. Because
only the repeat.
Only the repeat. And the Ramah brings that, he says, V'anu lo yinu agim kein, we do call up. But the Parach Matei Shoshan, he said that you shouldn't, and he went with the Rivash, that you can't do that. But the problem was that the Mishnah Brura, when he comes to the Arba Parshias, he brings the Parach Matei Shoshan that you shouldn't have a cotton. But by the other Ramah, who said that there were those who were noyeg to never have a kid called up for like a musaf or anything like that, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that we're machmir for that. He goes with the Ramah that says ein oigin came. We do call him up. So there's a shtickle steer in the Mishnah Berurah. And that was negate to my kid because he was getting bar mitzvah and he was still a cotton because he was getting bar mitzvah after Shabbos, really. And he was going to get called up for Shabbos Chanukah, which the Aliyah was second Sefer Torah Chanukah, Bayoimha, whatever, Nasi Le, whatever. So if you go with the lomdis of the Parach Matei Shoshan, it should come out, you can't do it. But if you go with the words in the Mishnah Berurah, you could. So at the end, they said he could do it, but... all right, I don't have time to go into the svaros in there, but that's very interesting.
So I had the same thing. My son's so he laid parsha para. So I asked the rav, can he lay para because it's something the raisa?
Yeah.
He said no problem.
So he was even held. He could lay para. Lain
para and got the idea. Got the
In the Shlomo Zalman Sefer, he brings down that clearly he didn't want it, but one time a kid already prepared para for his bar mitzvah. He said.
So I asked him before he started preparing.
Because
otherwise I would have done the next week. So late next year.
Wait, your son's was what?
Bar mitzvah is right after Purim.
Right. My
so part of the Shabbos is the Shabbos. Can he leave? So if it's a right, so if we don't let him leave, so far.
So I didn't lane. I had same. I didn't lane. My dad's nobody lane. I just did the half part.
Moshe is going to get.
I
was
Lisa.
What year?
1995.
It's close to 1895.
Yeah, it's
you got some of the numbers right.
Thank you.
Played a lot of 2-1.
I don't want to drop it. You know.
No, I. Good, you know. Yeah, obviously.